Hi, everybody. My name is Stephen Bradshaw, and this is the intro to the What Makes You Tick podcast. Hi, everyone. Stephen Bradshaw here, and welcome to What Makes You Tick. On this podcast series, I'm going to have conversations with people from all walks of life and find out what motivates them, what inspires them, what gives them happiness, and what makes them tick. There's no area or topic that's out of bounds, believe me. So I hope to gather nuggets of inspiration for us all so that we can learn and grow to get the best out of our lives. We've only got one, so let's make the most of it and apply what we learn along the way. So without further ado, here we go, and please enjoy the show. Thank you all so much for taking the time out. I've decided to create this podcast as a series, and I'm doing it to try and help people like you and me learn from the mindset, the work ethic, and the story of others. As Simon Sinek says, the best thing to do is start with why. And my why for this podcast is that I want to learn from others so that I am able to help people and give people the opportunity to do the same. I find some people in my network of family and friends and colleagues, I just find them so fascinating and intriguing and inspiring. And I want to, I suppose, talk to them about different things that drive them, that inspire them, that have been key moments and pivotal times in their lives. And because I've heard of the various stories, I believe that they've helped me become, they've helped me shape myself so I can take little nuggets of information from them and apply it to my life in whatever way I see fit. And I'm hoping that these conversations that I have with all these different guests will do the same for you. This podcast is, I suppose, a way for me to learn and share as I go. And the format of it is going to be in season format. So it's going to be conversational. It's going to be quite free-flowing. Yes, I'll have a number of questions and topics prepared for each chat. But as the talk goes on, and if it goes off on a tangent, then so be it. Whatever happens then, happens. And my guests are going to be quite exciting. They vary from all walks of life. They include people in sport, education, family and friends, people in the defense forces, entertainers. There'll be so many, and entrepreneurs, and they're all doing really, really well for themselves. And I suppose not necessarily just financially. Some of them are just, I believe they're successful in the fact that the way they approach life, they have an unbelievable balance to work and life. They're simply just very happy and in their environment. They're happy with what they have in their surroundings. And then there's also people who are really, really successful in their careers. But then those who've had a huge impact on society. And some of the names you will know, some of the names you may not know at all. However, the big thing is that these people are like you and me. And while some of them may come across as overnight successes in different forms, they have worked so hard to get to where they are. And equally so, some of them are just have an unbelievable approach to life, which I think is really, really fascinating. So the chats will range as the season goes on, and I'd love to hear from you if anybody was interested in listening to this at all. And here, what topics and areas that you'd like me to maybe investigate more and to go and talk to people in different parts of industries and just different, whatever I suppose drives you and whatever areas that you would like to find out more. If you're motivated by them, then please do reach out to me. I hope to take you all on this adventure with me. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm excited to put out all this information into the public domain. I suppose my intent really is to try and help people in whatever way I can. And I think to start, I suppose to start off all this, it's important to maybe highlight what makes me tick. And because if I'm asking all these different people and I can't share it myself, then how can I actually ask others to share their experience? So for me, I love listening to others. I love learning. I've always looked at different ways to learn and to grow from others. I'm constantly trying to learn and evolve in my career, and I'm always looking at different niches and different areas for me to just jump into, whether it's coaching rugby, whether it's setting up a personal training, whether it's creating this podcast. There's so many different ways and different areas that I loved learning, and I just think it's brilliant. There's so much information out there that I think it's important that you share it and that give others the opportunity to learn as well if they wish. At a young age, I was motivated to become a pro rugby player. That was really my dream when I was a young fella. However, it didn't really work out as I'd hoped as a young boy. Yet I still played rugby from the age of 8 all the way up to, I think it was around 32 when I stopped playing. And I made some great friends along the way. And like, if you look at it in hindsight, like, rugby helped shape me become the man I am today. As well as obviously my friends and my family, who were massively important to me. But rugby really, really did kind of, it was where I spent most of my time. It gave me a purpose. It gave me a reason to train. It gave me a reason to socialize. It gave me a reason to come out of my shell. It gave me a reason to be slagged and taken down a peg or two. But it was all part of it, and it was great because it was all character building, you know. And I learned, I suppose, that playing rugby, everyone has a role to do, and you have to trust that each person is going to do their best for the team, right? Whether you're a coach or whether you're a player or whether you're management. So, and if they don't, they essentially will lose their place and they'll get replaced by a person who is willing and would do anything for the team. And I think there's a lot of similarities between what I learned as playing in team sports and rugby and to what I'm doing now and how I apply my, how I live my life, how I apply it in business. And I think in life it's quite similar, where you, whether you believe that in business, friendships or relationships, that those people around you are going to give you their best and you theirs, it doesn't always work out like that, you know, and it doesn't always work out how you had imagined it. We all have a dream when we were young, and sometimes those dreams come true and sometimes you have to go down the scenic route in order to get there. But I suppose the big thing is you don't ever give up in your dreams. It's just sometimes you find a different path to get potentially to the end goal. And I suppose, as I said, you figure out a way. When things don't work out, you figure out a way to dust yourself off and go again. And whether it's a new job, new relationship, or a new adventure, you have the choice to focus either on what didn't work or learn from the past and focus on finding something that does work. And that choice is down to you. So I suppose my kind of approach to life is to surround myself with people who I enjoy their company, but also that they enjoy mine, to learn from people who I admire and I'm inspired by, to listen, to try and be best form of help I can be to my friends and to my family. And I suppose the other thing is, like, I've wasted, maybe you guys are similar, but I've wasted so much time on things in the past trying to fit everything in, and it's absolutely pointless. So I made a decision with myself to focus on the things that are really, really important to me. And it's really helped me kind of cut out all the noise and cut out the nonsense and drama that has been in my life and replace it with positivity and replace it with friends and family. This podcast is really going to, I suppose the objective of this podcast is, as I said, to try and help people like you and like me take nuggets of inspiration from others and apply it to our lives. And the people, as I said, they are very simple, straightforward, down to earth, real, honest people who have done well in whatever aspect of the life of their lives. For me, these people are people I look up to, but also they are quite close to me in different ways, and have helped me through tough times, and also have been there for me through have been there with me during the good times. So I really just I hope that you enjoy this adventure. And to give you an idea, some of the guests that I have coming on, while some of them will be people who are just friends of mine, the others are family, others are high up in different sporting environments, some are incredible global entertaining superstars, others are fantastic entrepreneurs. And each week I aim to share with you a new episode, and the series will hopefully run for about 10 or 12 episodes, and each week with something new, with something some person new for us to talk to and to gain a bit more of insight on their career. I'm going to also talk about their personal lives and try and bring to you parts of their story that you might necessarily have heard before. And listen, let's see how it goes. Let's see if we can create something that you, the listener, are interested in, and also something that will be there to both help you and help me just be our best and be the best for those that we are around on a daily basis. So I hope you enjoy yourselves. I hope you enjoy the podcast. This is simply a little intro to give you a kind of like a whet the appetite of what's going to come down the line. And fingers crossed, guys, you have fun with this. I'm really, really excited. I've pre-recorded a number of interviews already, and really, really excited to share these with you and get your feedback. So if anybody does want to get in touch with me, there are a number of ways you can do it. And the first way will be to go to the whatmakesyoutick.net website, where you have my blogs, and you'll also have the podcast and the show notes and all that on it. The other way you can go is to email me on stephen@whatmakesyoutick.net. And I've also set up a Instagram profile called What Makes You Tick Pod. Finally, you can get me on Twitter at Stevie Brads. So, fingers crossed, as I said, you enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to it, really, really excited. Let's hopefully learn together, let's grow, and let's enjoy this adventure. Until next time, everybody, take care and look after yourselves.